KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Latest poll numbers, not kind to President Biden, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows a widening lead for Donald Trump and majorities of every demographic group saying Joe Biden is too old to be effective. According to the Times poll, the president is losing support from young voters and Hispanic voters. Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump with a 6-point lead nationally and 80% of respondents saying that the president is too old to run for a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Beryl destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It's now taken aim at Mexico's Caribbean coast, with at least 9 people dead in its wake. National correspondent Donna Warder reports there'll be no fireworks for at least one town in Northern California as firefighters there battle a wildfire.
Some 26,000 residents of Oroville, California are displaced as hundreds of firefighters battle the blaze under extreme heat. The Thompson Fire broke out before noon Tuesday, about 70 miles north of Sacramento, growing to more than 5.5 square miles. Mayor David Pittman says there was a significant drop in fire activity on Wednesday, and he's hopeful that some residents could soon return home. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the blaze is one of more than a dozen wildfires that are active across the state. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities say an armed person who was making unspecified threats at Yellowstone National Park died. A park ranger was hospitalized after an exchange of gunfire. It happened at Canyon Village, a central area that has a campground and visitor center. This is SRN News. The vice president being fact-checked on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration is telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. That follows last week's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override the federal law that requires hospitals to stabilize patients. This is SRN News. A leading thinker on Israel predicts Hamas leader Sinwar will not allow a political compromise to bring an end to the war in Gaza.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The Kremlin says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Russia on July 8th. Russia had strong ties with India since the Cold War, and New Delhi's importance as a key trading partner for Moscow has grown since the Kremlin sent troops into Ukraine in 2022. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.